You see, the samadhi that the Buddha meant is not concentration, not jhana. Please get this right. Samadhi is actually the collected mind which is unwavering. That is samadhi. When your mind is collected and unwavering, you can add in the third one, without thought. Collected, unwavering, and without thought. That is samadhi. And samadhi has two stages. The first stage is before you become enlightened, awakened. It comes about through the cultivation of sati, mindfulness. When you are mindful, that is the beginning. Then when you stabilize that mindfulness or that awareness, you become ever mindful. Then when you are ever mindful, you can use this mind state to cultivate. That's why it becomes heedfulness. Ever mindful, constantly meditative. Means constantly use this ever mindful quality, means mindfulness or awareness that is very stable, to cultivate. Noble Eightfold Path. To insight into phenomena, to awaken, to observe, to see things as they are, to investigate them, all this. So the stability of mindfulness is very important. When your mindfulness becomes very stable, very calm, very still, then it reaches the state of samadhi. It's just like the enlightenment factor, you remember? The seven factors of enlightenment. First, you have sati. With sati, it enables you to investigate them. You can contemplate, you can reflect, then you can investigate into them. Then if it stands up to investigation, your faith is very strong. Then it drives you to cultivate. Because you know, this is the Dhamma, which is the truth. It can lead to enlightenment, awakening. It can transform the individual, personality-wise, character-wise, until your karmic nature becomes very beautiful. So, sati will lead to Dhamma investigation or Dhamma vichaya. Then from there, when it stand up the investigation, the virya will arise. When virya arise, the mind will go all out to cultivate what they call stability or sati. So when sati starts to develop, your mind transforms. When you are aware without thought, you will actually develop a mind state which is very beautiful. The Buddha call it piti. Piti is another enlightenment factor, the fourth enlightenment factor. So this piti is what we call spiritual calmness, spiritual peacefulness. It's not really very stable tranquility, but it's a type of spiritual joy, born of sati, born of the mind not having thought. Then when piti arises, the cultivator or the meditator who is able to experience this mind state will have a lot of joy. It's like some people call it spiritual rupture. Rapture. Huh? It is like a type of joy. Very intense, but you feel very good. And as you continue to relax into it, let it be, then it become more and more quiet until you experience the blissfulness of mind, sukhang. But be careful, sukhang is not an enlightenment factor. So don't be trapped when sukhang arises, because that bliss is really blissful. It's so blissful, it's really like, you can use the word heavenly bliss or what. It's really very blissful. The bliss can be so intense. That word bliss is correct. Yeah. Well, when it arises, your mind state is really like that. It's so blissful. Yeah. Then after that, you continue to relax and silent, not to be deluded by it. You don't get yourself entangled with it or attached to it, like keep on wanting it to be repeated. Then you will go beyond it. Because meditation is not to stay in that calmness, in that blissfulness. Those are the mind state that comes as a byproduct of meditation. But you are not supposed to attach and cling to all this, although they are really blissful, really, really wonderful mind state. You really can like attach, cling, because it's so blissful, so joyful. But meditation is to develop wisdom, to transform, to awaken, to free the mind. So don't be deluded by all this mind state that trap people. So you continue to relax and allow it to be. Then this mind, from piti, it transforms to sukhang. Then from sukhang, the mind becomes very quiet and very still. It reaches paucity. Paucity is an enlightenment factor. Paucity is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. The mind becomes completely without thought, very still, very tranquil. And when you hit this, when you are able to stabilize paucity, then it will flow over to become samadhi. That's why the fifth enlightenment factor is paucity. From paucity, you continue to relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it, then it becomes samadhi. Samadhi means that mind is without thought. It's collected. It's not only what we call tranquil and still. It's collected. Then later on, it becomes unwavering. Means at the moment of sense experience, most of the time, it does not stir, does not waver anymore. That's why once you have this type of samadhi, before the wisdom come in also, never mind. But most of the time, you are able to do until this level of cultivation, you would have some form of initial wisdom, which we call the initial contemplative wisdom born of the first and second turning. So this initial wisdom, which is Unisopmanasikara, will help you to develop the stability or tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. And at the moment of sense experience, whether you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or tactically feel something, the mind is unwavering, collected. This mind can see things as they are, can see the reality, can be with the moment, fully aware. That is the first samadhi before the wisdom fully sets in. So that type of samadhi is very useful, because unless you have that type of initial samadhi, you cannot see things as they are. Your thought will come in very fast, or it will stir and react to sense experience and create the like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience very fast. It lashes onto the phenomenal world of consciousness and form. Then your views, opinion, and conditioning will come in and stir the mind. But when you have samadhi, that mind is collected and unwavering and without thought. That's why that one can be in the midst of life. Throughout the day, you are just aware. Then you start to see a lot of things that you never see before. You start to insight in the phenomena, awaken and understand many, many things that the Buddha shared with us. Especially the three universal characteristics. Then the understanding of the working of the mind, how the mundane mind arises, and how the Paticca Samuppada come to be the dwelling and all those things, then you will see how the views, opinion, and conditioning from memory input the content of consciousness and cause you to be deluded, to stir, to react, and to develop the emotion, the wrong thought, and all those things. That's how living beings get into trouble and anchor themselves. So samadhi initially is needed for this stage of cultivation. Then when you go through this, you awaken very fast. You insight into phenomena, you understand the movement, the whatever, the subtle mental intention, everything. Things that you cannot see in the past because the heedless thinking, the habitual tendency is so strong, you cannot root it out. You cannot straighten your views. So once this sati and samadhi is there, from pasati accumulate into samadhi, then your cultivation in the midst of life, when you are in a formal meditation or informal meditation, means daily mindfulness, or in the midst of life or activity, you become very different. Your mind becomes very different. That's why you keep on awakening. You keep on seeing things that people never see. Yeah, your mind is in that state of samadhi, tranquility, stillness, collected, unwavering. Then from there, the wisdom keep on arising. Then one day, when you awaken completely, means when the wisdom is very penetrative, arise. Panya, the last of the six perfection, will arise. But before it arise, this samadhi is still ordinary samadhi. But when that wisdom arise, the six paramita or perfection prajna arise, then this prajna or wisdom will make your mind equanimous. That's why equanimity is the last factor of enlightenment, the seven factors of enlightenment. That's why from samadhi with wisdom, it transforms that samadhi into equanimity. The mind becomes equanimous. Under whatever circumstances, it is like that, equanimous. It knows the conditioned reality, the conditioned world's reality, and the unconditioned world's reality. That's why it can move both sides. You reach the third stage of C, Kan San, Yu Si San, means either conventional reality or the unconditioned reality, you will understand. That mind in equanimity will understand. Then it can move and adjust. Then it can use the mundane mind to become normal again. Kan San, Yu Si San, the third level of seeing. Then it can be in the unconditioned samadhi to talk to enlightened being. No problem. That's why Kan San, Bu Si San is the second stage. Then you go back to normality. Kan San, Yu Si San. So the first seeing is mundane seeing, like any mundane people. Kan San, Si San. Then when you have the enlightenment, the direct seeing, you see truth, you see reality. That's why there is no word, no concept. Then the mountain is no more mountain. Kan San, Bu Si San. But finally, you have to go back to into life. You have to integrate back into society. You have to live life. You have to become normal again. That's like Kan San, Yu Si San. So this understanding is what I want to add.